The governor said some of the proposals appear to have no clear purpose, like $10,000 for a landing strip in northern Arizona, and she saw no reason to spend $500,000 for an alternative teacher development program. Brewer also rejected a $500,000 appropriation for what was pegged northern Arizona law enforcement. Attorney General Tom Horn said that was money earmarked so the Mojave County Sheriff could keep someone full-time in the polygamous community of Colorado City to make sure that women could escape if they want.
And in fact, there are women who did escape who said they couldn't have but for the sheriff being there. It would be a tragedy to put it back in the hands of the marshals who are under the thumbs of the dominant church.
In signing the budget, Brewer also told lawmakers they should expect to be called back to the Capitol next month, assuming they're done with the regular session, specifically to deal with her demand they create and properly fund a new state child welfare agency. Lawmakers did provide her with about $59 million of the $80 million she sought, but deferred further action until completion of a special study on the issue. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.